easier to dress that way. It's like a feeling like sitting on the podium instead of in the class.
Idea. That's what I want. I want everybody to be on the podium.
Yeah,
I don't want to be on the podium.
I understand.
I want it to be the group feeling. But also you want to see me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fine.
It's easier to grasp. Bigger picture. Sometimes grasping is good if you mean it in the inner understanding.
It's true. Yeah.
Understanding,
I agree.
The meaning, not in the attachment meaning.
No.
Supply.
If you just want to fill it. It's okay, that's it. Yeah,
it's okay. There's a lot of
okay.
Craving the ishtokhekut of the context of itmakut.
We just said that
the noa noa chazak.
Okay, another exercise with a partner in pairs. And I give you the question.
Different partner?
Yeah, new partner. New partner, new question, and this is the question. How can realizing no self eliminate the causes of all suffering? How can realizing means to know fully no self. How can realizing no self eliminate the causes of all suffering?
In order to eliminate?
No. How can it do it? How does that realization eliminate?
How
does it eliminate all those causes? Would you like to translate that question? Okay, everybody understand the question?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so you find a partner, there will be one group of three.
we grasp the sentence.
That's fine, that's good, that's good, that's good.
Thank you.
כל הכעס, כי אני תופס אותו אותי כנשבני, תהיה אותו בצורה. כל הכנעה שיש לי, זה עניין שאני מתאר אותו כמשהו אחר. בגלל שאני חושב שזה קיים בפני עצמו, מה שאני מקנה בו.
לא סובל, אני כסבל.
אם אני יכול לראות את הדברים.
דלי
למה?
הוא עצור.
אבל לא קיים לי.
עצור.
עצור.
אני
לא סובל.
עצור.
הוא לא
סובל.
הוא לא
סובל. הוא לא קיים לפני עצמו. אני לא קיים לפני עצמו. זה לא אותו דבר. יש מקום אחד שהוא נפרדים, אבל הוא נפרד.
אני
מוכן
בסיר.
אתה גם יכול, אני חושב שזה גם הכי מדבר על עוד מישהו אחר. תציע את זה שאתה רואה שהוא פועל, שהוא לא נכון. לא נכון, הוא פועל, אני יודע שהוא לא יודע. הוא לא מבין את זה.
Thank you.
I'm the manager and I'm being a bad boy.
No, it's fine, it's good. It's fine, don't worry. Okay, so we're just going to go around the group and you can give some feedback from your discussion. I'm going to ask each person to say something. What do you think is the reason how this question,
realizing self,
how can realizing no self
eliminate the causes of all suffering? Just one sentence or two each. Yeah, you can. I tell you what, you can all say it in Hebrew, then it's easier. Would you, which you like, would you choose your language?
Okay.
I don't mind, it doesn't matter.
I felt that if I feel like that, that if I really like get the realization that myself doesn't exist, then there will be nothing that will resist and what is and what isn't.
Okay.
So there will be, and since suffering stems from resistance, then there will be no suffering.
Okay, thank you.
I think if I release that, then everything, it's not about me,
mm-hmm.
to me, for me.
Okay.
Everything goes around me and not through me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm sure I've read it somewhere, but I really like that theory, that it's like the example of the seawater and the waves.
Yes.
And when you look at the waves, they're all different one from another, but they are all made of water.
Mm.
And which means that a wave will change the form each and every second.
Mm.
Strong, small,
mm-hmm.
swell, whatever, and then it is gone.
Mm.
And it merges with the water.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I said something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I thought that on the path of, if there's no me, then there's no other. And there's no other. No other than you don't put the blocks between the people.
No.
No anger, no jealousy.
Excellent, thank you.
So it took me time to understand this concept, but I think, like you said, like what we talked about, if there is no me or no you, there is no point to be anger, to
yeah.
have all these feelings around that disturbs you most of the time.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, marvelous, thank you.
I still have a lot of difficulty in understanding how to eliminate the me or the you,
yes.
and to be able to put aside
yes.
feelings or angers.
Right, I understand. Me too. I also have a lot of difficulties. But if we could, would it eliminate the causes of all suffering?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but you're correct. For most of us, it's very, very difficult. It's so difficult. Yeah, thank you.
If I don't exist, nothing. If nothing around is not, it doesn't exist by itself.
Yeah.
Just I'm existing. I'm giving. Kind of existence.
Right.
If you put that down, so nothing is left. Not sure what is left.
I see. So it's maybe there's a danger you could go too far, and then just nothing exists at all. You see?
Yeah, I mean the point that it just gives you that freedom that
you're
not attached to things.
Uh huh. But yeah, okay.
You let go of.
Yeah. This is true. Okay, it's a question still. Yeah.
Because there is a conventional existence.
Yes.
So it's a hard answer. That's all for the time.
I feel like our biology and into the point I am, the more I try to repress the thought of the self, the harder it hits me back. It's like some kind of boomerang. You try to don't think of an elephant. Don't think of an elephant. Oh, I'm thinking of an elephant. it is at the moment for me. It's kind of method. It's method to relax myself to say, okay, it's there is no self. It's not exist. It's just in a philosophical manner. Manner. It's in the philosophical universe. I'm not exist. So, yeah, it's easier to when the. With afflictive feelings and emotions are coming.
Yeah.
I can remind myself this.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Thank you.
Yesterday in the discussions among ourselves, I came to understand that the reason for my suffering is thinking there is a self on its own side.
Yeah.
So eliminating it would definitely. Realizing that there is no self definitely eliminate the cause.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, realizing no self, and I will not be hurt by things that are directed to this self.
Yes.
It's not there.
Yes. They go right through you. Okay, so this is all good. Thank you very much, everybody. Everybody understands. And then whether it's easy or not, that's another question. But at least we understand what is possible. If we could realize that. And one point I would like to add to what you said, I asked you, how might realization of no self eliminate the causes of all suffering? So nobody really addressed this question, what are the causes of all suffering? Because yesterday when we studied the Four Noble Truths, we found that the causes of all suffering are two, karma and afflictive emotions. So how can the realization of no self eliminate karma? The answer is because karma depends on the self-grasping which motivated the action which created the imprint or seed. And then it exists, maybe millions of years, we don't know. And then the minute we bring no self to that seed, it loses its power and it cannot ripen. So realizing no self is the ultimate purification, right? Of the karma. And actually these practices of purification, which we mentioned, like prostrations or this Vajrasattva, these have to be based on the understanding of no self in order to be really effective. So first of all, we can eliminate karma or purify karma, take away its power. That's the main point.
Doesn't karma not exist though in an ultimate truth?
No, karma does exist because it's cause and effect, and it relatively or conventionally there is the cause and there is the effect. But because the cause is contaminated by self-grasping, if you can cut it in between with the realization of no self, then the effect can't happen. This is how it works. This is how purification works. It's kind of like a magic bullet. It's really, really useful to know this. Then afflictive emotions, then it's more understandable. Because as we now, I think we all understand that the root afflictive emotion is self-grasping. And on top of that, we get unhealthy desire, anger, hatred, jealousy, pride, all these, they come on top of that. So therefore, if we take away the root, they vanish. You cannot have anger if you don't believe in self. You cannot have unhealthy desire if you do not believe in self. Okay?
The minute you have your realization, you don't create any more karma?
Well, at the very minute you realize it, the danger is the next minute you forget. So you need to familiarize yourself considerably to get to that point. But when you have the direct realization, it's called the path of seeing, it's seeing through meditation, the truth, then that stops the karma, yeah. Then after that, you can still make some mistakes, you can still have, when you're out of the meditation, you can still do some afflictions, but the karma that you create then is non-contaminated. And so it doesn't have the same kind of heavy effect. It can still cause you some complications in life, but you don't suffer from them. Okay, then eventually you can eliminate even all the imprints, and then still not enlightened, but much clearer. So it's this very slow process, losing more through more meditation on emptiness. Okay, this is the path.
But the seed still exists.
Eventually
the
seed. Eventually you destroy the seed also. But first you just stop the seed from, you take its power, then you remove the seed, and then there's even some smell left from the seed, and eventually you have to remove that, and then you can begin enlightened, because there's nothing left to stop you. Okay? Right. Now.
Is it gradual in the way that if you, it's either you understand it or you don't understand it, or there is a way understanding it little more and then having less and less suffering?
Either
or you can just...
It's gradual. It's gradual. And even at our level, when we don't really fully understand it, still, when we remember it, it will help us. Mm. It will help us, like you said. It will help a little bit. Like you said, remembering philosophical. Yeah, it will help us. Then slowly we come to the point where philosophy and life come together. Then it's not separate. But to start with, yeah, we have to make some effort, we remember it, and then we think about this problem, and we realize, oh wow, why am I so upset? Then it makes it easier. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to do a meditation. And this meditation will take a little bit more than half an hour, maybe 35-40 minutes. So like yesterday, I said the same. In the middle, if you feel uncomfortable, please stretch, but do it quietly, gently, and continue to meditate. Okay? And actually, I'll just tell you in advance. First, we're going to meditate on what is called gross impermanence. Gross impermanence. And we're going to meditate in relation to this person here. So what is the gross impermanence of this person here? Death. So the starting point for the spiritual life is thinking about death. So that's where we're going to start. And then we're going to move to thinking about subtle impermanence, which is that we change moment by moment by moment. Okay? And then from there we're going to think about emptiness, which is that when you search, you can't find anything. So this is we're going to do a meditation in three stages: gross impermanence, subtle impermanence, emptiness. So it's useful you know that structure, because you might want to do this meditation yourself later. Okay. And actually, you might find it useful to have the recordings for some of these meditations, because then you can meditate listening, and then later you can do it just by yourself. But sometimes it's useful.
Put it in our site.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So, take a good meditation posture, and you will find if you have a good posture, then there's less pain, because the energy flows well. So first of all, the straight back is very, very important. Two reasons. It helps you to calm the mind, because the energy settles. But also it helps you to dissolve the pain in your back or your knees or wherever. And check your shoulders. Your legs, and your head, and again come back to your heart center and meditate from there. And returning to this feeling of me, which is the answer to the question, who or what is sitting here? And the first meditation is, this person sitting here is going to die one day. This is certain. Think, in 100 years' time, nobody in this room will still be alive, and that includes me. Think, nobody ever lived forever. Even the great spiritual teachers, such as Buddha, Muhammad, the prophets, they all passed away. Think, like a waterfall coming down the mountain, it will certainly reach the bottom. Just like that, I will definitely die. Think, moment I'm getting older, also every moment the time to my death is getting shorter. Generate the feeling in your heart center of this truth. Feel the certainty of death. Feel it in your bones. In your blood. In your heart center. Slowly relax with this knowledge. It means accept it. It's the truth. And equally think, I don't know when I will die. It could be a long time from now, it could be a short time. I do not know. This me, which is just a label for this body and mind, will one day stop. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe in 20 years, 40 years, I do not know. changing moment to moment. Since I started this meditation, I became older. Aging does not happen all at once, sometime in the future. Aging is happening right now. Even if I want to stay young forever, it's impossible. Every moment I'm getting older. Every moment is new, like the first moment. Because the past has already gone. It no longer exists. Reality is unfolding like a flower opening. Arrived at this retreat, I didn't know what would happen here. Right now, I don't know what will happen this afternoon or tomorrow. My experience is probably different from everybody else's experience on this retreat. My experience is unfolding moment by moment, like a wave on the sea. All each moment is based on the previous moment, which is based on the moment before that. My learning grows in this way. My whole life has been such a growth of knowledge. Some of it is conventional, superficial knowledge. Some of it is deep knowledge about ultimate reality. Whatever I know is based on what I knew before. So my body is changing all the time, gradually getting older and eventually dying. My mind is also changing all the time, and due to the Dharma, it is improving, purifying itself, developing positive qualities such as love, wisdom, compassion. So when I die and leave my body behind, if my mind is good, it will proceed and continue to develop next time. And gradually reach enlightenment. Moment by moment by moment. The world around me is also changing every moment. With the wind, the trees move. With the sun, the plants grow. With the humans, new things are constructed and things are destroyed. In nature, there is growth and decay. Moment by moment. It was always like this, since the Big Bang, since the Earth began, throughout evolution. even before the Big Bang, even after this universe, cause and effect will continue. And I will become enlightened for the sake of all beings, and I will help them one by one, moment by moment. Just as I needed help and still need help, I will give help. So just observe this subtle impermanence in the body and the mind, always new, never the same. And feel comfortable with it. Accept it. Simply nature. And now emptiness. The deepest level of reality. Again, beginning with this me, who sometimes seems so real, so solid, so substantial. Especially when I'm very emotional. There is such a me, substantial, solid, truly existing. Where is it? Is it somewhere in the body? Is it somewhere in the mind? Is it somewhere outside the body and mind? Thank you. I can find it and look closely and be certain, then of course it exists. But if I can't find it, the closer I look, it just disappears. I have to conclude it doesn't exist. There is simply a valid basis for the name me, which is this body and this mind, which are changing moment by moment and do not exist independent of other things. In which case this me is empty. Empty of existing by itself. Slowly allow your mind to absorb with this fact. Accept this truth. This solid, substantial me does not exist and never existed. With this knowledge, accept it. You feel this emptiness somehow exists by itself. Understand, it's also empty. In emptiness, you cannot find something which is called emptiness. Because the valid basis for the word emptiness is a mere vacuity, a mere absence. So when we ask again, who or what is sitting here? Conventionally, we can say a person who is going to die, a person who is changing moment by moment, a person labeled me, who is empty. Existing conventionally, relatively, seemingly, but ultimately non-existent. Both these two truths are true of this person sitting here. That's the end of the morning.
Boss, lunch?
Again.
Lunch is at 12:30, so
yes.
Now we have half hour break, and then the discussion group will still start at 2, so you have lunch in the middle of the 2 hour break, not at the beginning. Okay? Now for the discussion groups, do you still want to have four groups, even though there's one person missing?
Maybe she'll come back.
So should we keep, do you want to keep the same groups like yesterday, or do you want to change the groups? Change. Okay. In which case, the new groups are 1, 2, 3, with, okay, so we've got 3 groups of 4. Okay, and the question is one we already discussed earlier, but we're coming back to it because it's difficult. What self exists and what self doesn't exist? What self exists and what self doesn't exist? So you've got everything from the morning to bring to that discussion. Okay. It's good to discuss it a lot, because the more you discuss it, the more you'll learn something. Yeah. Okay, so have a good break.
Okay.
See you at later.
Yeah.
3 o'clock. I will see you.
Yes.
Also, I just want to mention, I brought some posters, some pictures for you to take if you want. They're big, this big, and they're a big photograph of the Dalai Lama's face.
Mm-hmm.
And they came from London, and they were giving them free, so I thought I'd bring some. And later they'll be on the table and you will be able to take one, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you have
we can put them, if it's okay, in the Moadon, where the bookshop is. So we'll put it on the table there and everyone
and there's also some newspaper. So if you roll it up, you do it with the newspaper, and you keep, you can protect it to take it home.
Okay.